Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, I am Deborah Lee. I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for approximately the next hour or so. But do bear in mind that we can cover realistically just about any topic that you might have. We've been forgetting, Jimbo, to say that during the show.
We forget.
Hopefully, so we're not all about love. We're also...
If somebody's, even the new person's been watching, they probably got the gist of that.
Probably. We can handle, you know, every sort of situation that you might have to bring to us. So don't hesitate. First of all, I'd like to say welcome to, of course, our Blog Talk listeners. And I also want to welcome those of you on Facebook who are right now watching us streaming live. And, of course, I welcome you too, Mr. Jimbo. Now, I want to make mention that I'm using only an ordinary deck of playing cards for your readings during the show. So the distinction needs to be made that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there. And yes, I do know that there are other systems that use regular playing cards, but this one, personal prophecy, tends to really stand on its own in the sense that we're not just going to look at the future. We're going to look at it, decide, is this where we want to go and how we want to approach it? And if not, we can improve that future before we even get there. And I think that is really so dynamic and life-changing. And we'll be soon demonstrating how we do that. Also, I want to mention that I'm not just going to be rifling off a few cards randomly. I actually use a board card layout, which is the same layout that I use when I meet with you folks one-on-one for a private session. I prefer using the full 24-card layout. It's kind of like the entire playing field of your life. It gives me a chance to really get the feel of you and what your present day is like in terms of your life, your loved ones, those you live and work among, and, of course, all of those whose choices are directly impacting your life as well. So, with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to Mr. Excitement, who is going to give you some tips on how to make your phone calls that much more, what would you call it, much more.
I'm going to let you finish the sentence. I want to know what you were going to say.
I was going to say like that much more clarity filled. How's that?
Yes.
I think that works.
All right. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I also want to remind folks, the listeners and the viewers on Facebook, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a live shout out. And we have none yet. Yet, I say. We will get our international.
Well, and they should all say hi, put up an emoji or something so we can see that you're actually here.
Well, I did say you have to let us know.
Yeah. Well, not by smoke signals or, you know.
That's good, because I bet they were lighting fires as we speak.
Or shooting a laser beam at you.
I was sure that was on their list, their checkoff okay. list also, of how to let me know on Facebook that they're international. Sure they
okay.
were going to do that. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You call in, you'll hear an automated message basically saying, hey, you get to listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. You don't hear a show, something didn't go right. You got to hang up and do it again. Silence is not good in this case. You should hear us talking, or, well, even yet, you'll hear us talking even if we're talking to you. But be that as it may, when we do take you live, and we will do so, unless you call like right at the end of the show, and then there's a problem. But anybody listening right now, you're gonna get your reading. Please do the following things when we take you off mute. If you legally and safely can, we need you to do the speakerphone. Get rid of it. Don't do it. And the Bluetooth, please don't use the Bluetooth devices. Convenient, kick butt, fun things, those two items. But for the sake of the show, go old school. Pick that phone up. Hold it to your face, just like the old telephone days. Please do so. Background noises, you got to knock them down. I mean, I understand while you're holding, you might as well do stuff, listen to stuff. But please, when we take you live, kill it. Stop the multitasking. Also fun to do to kill time while you're on hold. Perfect scenario. You're in your house. You got a nice, quiet, comfortable place that has good cell phone reception. That's what you want to do. And that is because by the time your call gets to our little speakers here, because it goes through internet, blog talk, telephone world, there is a loss of quality. There always is. Sometimes it's so minute, we don't notice. Other times it's really bad. And being on speaker, all those things we said to eliminate, if you don't, call rough. So that's what we ask of you. International shout out to Joe from the UK.
Joe, glad to have you with us.
Yes indeed. That is our first international
all
shout
right.
out.
All right.
Messenger folks, we will try to open the floor. We do our best. Sometimes we do it. It depends. This depends on the flow of the show. We can't guarantee any time slots. I know we always turn some way, some form to the Facebook poll, so we try to make a time for that. I think last night we took a typed question. But we prefer to line up the messenger because it's a quicker experience than trying to type back and forth with this delay. It would be when we open the floor, it'll be an audio or video chat, your call, mm-hmm. to Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. And that means you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. So
absolutely.
Those things have to happen. And you can't do it early. There's no queue. There's no way to get it. You're not getting in line for Messenger. There's no hold system, so we have to hang up on you if we're not ready. So don't do it until we say to do it. All right? All right. That is the sound of harps. And sometimes we assume angels are playing those harps. So basically, I'm leading into angel cards coming up. So when you hear the harp sound, that means that your reading with Deborah is concluded. It has been over. It's finished. It is not half over. It is not, time for five more questions. No. I'm a nice guy. Otherwise, I would start muting MFs. I would. I'd mute people.
What you call them?
MFs.
Really?
Mofros.
I guess that's becoming a term of endearment.
Mofros.
I hear it everywhere.
Yeah, it's not a bad
everywhere.
Thing. I meant negative, but I mean, I wouldn't mute. I'd be like, come on, I gave the spiel. Harps, stop, okay? And that it's not because we hate you. It's because we've got another caller. We got the show has to go on. You know, people deserve to get their time, too. So when you hear that, I'm going to give you a Angels of Abundance, a brand-new deck.
Yeah.
Oracle cards. I haven't even shuffled them. I'll do it for the first time when I start getting close to using them, when we start wrapping up a reading. That's usually when I start shuffling them. So haven't used them, haven't read them. They could say all sorts of nasty things. I don't know. It's a mystery tonight. We don't know what they're going to say. Deb probably does. She worked them. She probably read a little bit up on it.
Yes.
Or she bought them. I think we've covered all the stuff. Let me catch up because the list started blowing up here.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. 45. And then we will take our first caller, which is 630. That is a...
Yeah.
We know who it is, but it's associated with Illinois, that area code.
But it's also
Midwestern.
Hello there.
Yes, it's not far from
me. Hi. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you.
Welcome.
I'm grateful that you took my call this evening. Very, very grateful.
Well, I'm so glad.
Okay, so here's what's going on with the homicide case. I'm a little stuck, so that's why I'm calling. So originally you said that the person that's responsible for the actual homicide was going to get caught if he didn't get taken out by the gang actually first. So just got news last night. He still hasn't been arrested, but I guess the police are getting close, or his girlfriend indicated that now he's considered a marked man. So it's coming down to the wire, I think, with him. I personally would like it for him to be arrested, obviously, because then we would get more details about the homicide.
Sure.
But it's either he's going to get caught or he's going to get killed, and it's going to happen pretty soon, I think. So that my first question is that, but the second part of it is there's another guy who's involved, and I can't figure out from the details I don't want to say his name, but person that's involved, I can't figure out if he was involved in the complete murder part of it or if he was just in the robbery part of it. I know it's all bad, but, like, I just can't figure out what the other guy's motive was. Part of me thinks he was involved and part of me thinks he wasn't.
Okay, we're going to take a look at this and see what we can ascertain from the cards in reference to that.
Thank you.
All right, sure. No trouble.
All righty. That was doing the cards. I'm shuffling mine. These are like the most, these are the closest to playing cards of all the ones we have. So these are going to work much easier to shuffle. Like I'm getting ready to deal some poker.
Ah, interesting.
Interesting indeed. Hey, we have a bit to see what the cards have to say here, because that is, there's a lot of stuff going on in that scenario there. Now, even, you know, I'm assuming this was one event, a robbery / homicide, if that's the case. Kind of when there's a group of people that would commit a robbery and somebody dies, they're all getting charged. It doesn't matter. Doesn't freaking matter. Don't matter.
Their accessories,
three or four people say, hey, let's roll up here and rob this guy. And all of a sudden, well, this guy, he pulled out a gun and shot him. I didn't know he was going to do that. Doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-mm.
Unless you start plea dealing. But if you all try to go to jury trial, you're all getting charged with murder.
And in this day and age, with how advanced forensics is, they're fools, I think, when they go to pull something like this up.
Fibers and gunpowder residues.
I mean, even if you were to take and barbecue that corpse, and, you know, I know it's kind of nasty, but consume it or feed it to animals, there's still going to be forensic traces that they're going to find. So I'm laying them down for you, my dear. Well, it looks to me like there was an exchange of some money involved here. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is starting to look to me like a murder for hire. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes. Okay. Great. And there's a female here who's central to all of this. And so these cards are starting to run in exact parallel to what you, I just lost my train of thought. You shouldn't show me messages when I'm on a train.
That's why I drink.
I forgot what sorry, it slipped my mind. But
you
I'll
said that there was a female involved that was central to all of this, and then it was,
God, she's good. Yes, and this is under Sure to Come True, which, you know, I love that designation. I do. I just love it because it's coming right at you. So you either prepare for it or you choose to ignore it, but one way or another, it's going to, like, just kind of hit you right in the head. Okay, with her, she made a phone call, and it's probably a series of phone calls. So one second, I have to wet my whistle.
Whistle while you work?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I'm having trouble getting much on the second guy. Okay, the guy that you asked about. you know, the one that you, how did you put it? He was like,
I feel like he was involved, but not in the murder. I feel like he knew, but I don't feel like he was part of the whole plan for the murder. But everybody else is telling me, no, he was part of the whole murder the whole time.
Are these reliable sources?
Who's everybody else?
Who is this
everybody else?
Yeah. I mean, there's just a bunch of us women that are working on the case, and we're just trying to figure it out ourselves. I don't feel like he knew that it was going to be a murder. Does that make sense? I feel like he knew something was going on, but not to the extent where he was part of the plan. I feel like he wasn't part of the murder plan. Does that make sense?
It does, but I think he was, for instance, where, just as a reference point, when you're in the Army and you are in a combat zone, you're going to have a group of soldiers that you've got your officer in the middle and the comms guy, and then you got the guy out on point, and that's the one I'm thinking this guy was like. He was the point man who was maybe sending text messages saying, okay, coast is clear. Or he was saying, wait, you better hold up. There's somebody here now.
In the criminal world, that's commonly referred to as a lookout.
Yes. Okay. And I wasn't aware of that, so.
It's not like it's a right or wrong word. They always say, hey, he's the lookout. You know?
Yeah, and by
that
the way,
sense.
This is just like a sidebar here. When I spoke of a guy or female who's out on point, they have a life expectancy in a, war theory theater of 30 seconds.
Not so much for criminal lookouts.
Yeah. No.
Not so much.
No. So what I'm seeing here is what you're doing is going to, there's like, everything is under, we'll say, like a big blanket. And you're going to be the one that's whipping that blanket off. So I hope you're prepared for all of the attention, certainly, that's going to come your way. And try to do something that a lot of celebrities do. They don't read negative social media because people out there are, they're cruel. And I see that you're going to
Go ahead. This gang is like really sophisticated. They even have like their own cyber security person that goes and attacks people like me to try to mentally break me down and stuff like that. So you're right on the money with that too. I just was nervous like they weren't going to get this guy, but you feel like they're still going to get this guy.
I really think so. And if law enforcement doesn't have any influence over how events unfold, that gang will. And gangs, if you pay attention to a lot of this, they know how to go out and get their vengeance. So this poor guy, I think he's kind of poor, pathetic is what I mean, because he really doesn't stand a chance. Go ahead.
All right.
She's going to get the very first
Angels of Abundance Oracle card reading. The subject is raise or promotion. Congratulations, an increase in your abundance flow awaits you. This is a result of your positive focus and willingness to take action based on your divine guidance. Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I think that you
thank
are really,
you.
You're answering a calling.
So raise or promotion doesn't mean like you have a 9-to-5 job.
No.
Don't look at it that way necessarily. It can, but it doesn't have to only mean
And I should bring this up to you too. I see that you are really going to obtain a lot of offers. The first that struck me is having like your own, it'd be like being a talk show host or being a co-host on somebody's show that pertains to these, these type of cases. And since you're so really good at research, I think you're going to do very well. So,
right.
Anyway,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Glad you asked these questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Take care.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to area code 201, which I believe is in Jersey.
Jersey.
Or at least that's where the area code is.
Hello, and who is with us
who
on the phone?
Who?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. I think we've talked to you
Hi.
Before. Haven't we? You
yes.
called it.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Cool.
Well, could
been
you hear
more,
from
more than a month ago.
All right.
You know.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my sister. We've been estranged from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do want to speak to her, but I don't want the drama that comes with it. I just want to see if she's in a better place mentally and things I need to take care of and I need to speak with her.
Has this estrangement between the two of you, has that been going on for quite some time or is it a new thing?
No, it's been going on for quite some time.
Okay.
Like, we never
and
really got along.
You know what, Jackie? You are so mm-hmm. not alone. I mean, seriously, I hear from so many. It's always the women most of the time, 90% of the time. It's two sisters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And only occasionally is it a brother that sort of just drifted away. Well, has no family contact. So
yeah, well, she had my brother right against me when my mother died, and this was all about money and power. But
yeah.
You know,
well, Jackie, we are very sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible time for family. You know, they should be pulling together and not pulling apart.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I want me to know if you were to get in contact with your sister, how it would go.
Yeah, like I know she's avoiding it because she did a lot of things she wasn't supposed to do. But at the same time, I just want to know whenever I get a chance to speak with her, if the reception would be different, you know.
Okay. That's a great question.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
All right, I'm going to lay your cards out
but
right
two,
now, Jackie.
Two international folks. This is the strange set. The
yeah.
hell's going on?
Well, it's to see if she'll get a better, what she's called, reception from her sister by getting in touch with her.
Mm, I hear
yeah,
you.
She has some issues that she never, ever wants to admit to. I don't need her to admit. I need her to see, you know.
Can I ask
need
you?
To see the bright side.
I want to know, between you and your other siblings, was your mother's estate handled properly? Was everybody treated
no.
fairly? That's what I was thinking.
No,
yeah.
absolutely not. And she
pretty
masterminded hard. And it blew up in her face. So. But I'm ready to move on. I want
yeah.
to settle my mother's fate.
Well, sure,
sure
you do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's amazing how some true colors come out at moments like that.
The vultures,
yeah.
too. They
the
just,
worst,
yeah.
You think the best part of people would come out, but a lot of times it's the worst part of the people, which is really odd when you
mm-hmm.
think about when there's been a death. It should be the opposite. But
I think if you approach this with her very delicately, without presenting yourself in an aggressive manner, I really think she's going to receive you in a warm, pleasant way. And I do see her, and you have a brother, correct? You said a
mm-hmm.
brother?
I have
well,
two other brothers, but one of them was very aggressive, and he was behind her because she was manipulating him.
I see. Well, I think your family, as surprising as this may sound, is going to reach, you're going to arrive at a point of reconciliation as a family. Now, I'm not saying tomorrow, and I'm not saying next
right.
month. It's coming, and oh, it's going to be wonderful for all of you to turn the page and be able to, you know, start over. And yeah. there should be a grieving process
yeah, you would think, right.
that you all would share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and I think your mother's spirit would rest far more easily if her children.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think it's going to, yes, I do think you are going to be able to work things out. So I'd be very surprised if the situation changes once you do make that, you know, gesture of communicating with.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach her. I believe she's close. Like she doesn't like, she always like hide her hand, which doesn't make sense. And I'm ready to move on and do what I have to do. Because I'm actually in charge of it now.
Yeah.
And I want to just move on. I mean, peace is better than anything else.
Are you the executrix of the will or the...
No, I am. After they did a lot of underhanded stuff, and then I had to pick up from there.
Duty, you know, to get this settled and let Mama rest easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see a favorable outcome for you. Now we've got a card of what? Angels of
Abundance Oracle
yes,
card. Subject is,
you.
It is safe for you to receive. The more you allow yourself to receive, the more resources you have available to share with others. Open your arms to receive and be a conduit for good coming to you and through you as it blesses the world.
I like that. I do.
Thank you. I received that.
Yep.
I received that.
God bless you, Jackie. And I hope that next time I hear from you, that you as a family are getting closer together. I really would.
True that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, see, okay, you gave me a funny look. Executor is the main.
I know, but nobody, I've never heard them actually use the female term.
Even with all the Law and Order you watch?
They just call everybody executor. I don't care if it's a male, female, a goat. I've never heard them use, like, I've never heard them genderize the word. I haven't. I'm the last person to start giving English lessons anyway. That's not my thing, but I just haven't heard that. That's
but
why I was
you
like,
just made this, huh?
Because that's the point where when you hear a word for the very first time, it kind of gets you a little bit. One thing after I'm 12 and I heard a word for the first time.
I was kind of showing off.
Well, you got my attention. I was like, what's
a little
that?
Bit. What the hell is that?
Like a dominatrix. Like,
well,
executor.
True.
I was like, what do you...
So what's the male called? Dominator?
I never heard of that. So I think that's a diff. I don't think he even has a bat.
Let me bring this up before we move on. What do you got?
Nothing.
Oh.
There's
a guy on TikTok, and if is Luna with us, she may have seen him, because if you spend a lot of time going through these videos, and he has assumed the role of, what is it? Like if the woman's a submissive, was he?
I guess he's like, he's not a dominatrix, is that 100% female?
No.
I think he's like a master.
I guess, but I'll tell you.
Don't they say yes, master or something? They call the chick the mistress. Yes, mistress, don't they? The dominatrix, don't they have to call him mistress?
Yeah.
So I think they call him a master. You never said do that.
Master.
I don't think, it's weird. I've not that I watch that shit, but like those stupid, crazy-ass talk shows where they have people come out and they perform.
Yeah.
I never see a guy doing that.
Well, I was going to say, this man, he isn't in the get-up or anything, but he has these eyes and this face. I mean, he's stunningly handsome. And he is commanding in his little TikTok as if he's saying, you do realize who you belong to and that you will serve me. And the more he talks, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to serve you. It's just something that happens.
You guys are fucked up. Yes, yes, Billy Joe. Your question is, if you're on hold and you hear the show, just wait. We will get to your call. We keep track. Order,
wait
and everything.
A minute.
We have a list of all the callers.
Yeah.
She's asking a question about the show. We don't care about.
Oh,
somebody,
I'm bringing you back up short.
Some guy
here.
Talking to you dumbass women that are so susceptible.
Hey,
you belong to me. I'd be like, hey, bong, nobody, you dickhead. That's what
we're
I'd say.
We're the ones that are putting on the spiked dog collars.
But neither am I.
And she's got the bullwhip.
Neither am I.
No, but I'm saying that's a very lucrative market.
It is.
For dominatrixes.
It is. You know what? In the 70s, people bought pet rocks.
Yeah.
So that is not a sign of intelligence.
I had one, too.
No.
It didn't talk
you
much.
You gotta be kidding me.
It didn't, I was real young.
I was a kid when that came out. I lived out in the country. I could go outside. Everything was gravel. Nothing was paved. I had pet rocks everywhere, if you want to look at that. I was in a zoo of rocks. Okay?
Well, it was a trendy little stupid thing.
Yep, and that guy laughed all the way to the bank for that short.
It
was a it lasted just a short amount of time, but it Somebody made money. So only in America.
Also,
only in
those Furbies? Furbies. The ones that talk.
Well, there's been lots of them off and on over the course of time.
Yeah.
Different dolls and different things like that. Oh, yes, indeed. So Billy Joe, you just wait. You hear the show. It's early enough. You're on hold. We're going to get to you. The ones that have to hold their breath are the ones that call in near the end of the show. Those mm-hmm. ones are going to have a rough time, but you're going to be good.
Excuse me.
Like I say, we are logged into Blog Talk Radio. They actually show a physical list of callers. I keep track on a separate Word document because sometimes they might screw up the order. Typically not, but just to be safe, I don't want to cheat anybody that was holding for a long time.
Oh, and just so those of you know, our Arizona correspondent
is next. And let's go there.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Hi, you guys. Hi, you Earth Angels. Miss you so much when I don't talk to you.
Yes,
you know,
I miss
just now.
Yes.
I had a few minutes prior. I mean, just within the last hour, there was a horrible, dramatic situation that happened. Up until then, I would have given you a full report that everything was hunky-dory, lovely roses. He was coming up. He was asking me for hugs. We were kissing each other's palms of our hands. He was telling me, I love you. And then today he talked me into, I said, well, I have plans. I need to go somewhere, but it was raining. And he said, well, why don't you just spend it here with me? And, you know, this kind of talk between us has never gotten in that. It's new kind of talk. So we were eating, we were joking, we were listening to music, we're eating pizza, we're playing cards, our checkers, and then this call came in that he guessed, and he's like, oh, yeah, and he answers the call, he puts it on speaker, and it's a woman that he's known, she's connected to the property. She's connected to the property. She's like a relative of the property owner. And so they have a little chat, and he's telling her what we're doing. And then she's coming, you know, she's going to be here tomorrow. And so then I ask him, I said, so what, you know, well, it turns out they're going to go to dinner. They're going to do all this. They're going to do that for the next few days. And then I'm upset because he didn't tell me that she was coming because this is a rental that I have, and I've been spending all this time with him, and I even did not go to an event, and I missed out on events for myself and, you know, giving over to him. And he's got all these plans with this woman, and he's going to go up to Phoenix and stay with her. And, you know, I mean, he got mad at me, and he's shouting at me. And if he's leaving, I said, don't shout at me. And he said, you know, you enjoyed yourself. You don't say that you didn't enjoy yourself. And I said, I'm moving. I can't stand this. And so, Deb, what do you see? I'm so angry because I canceled all these events to be with him. And then this woman, I mean, is he just playing everybody? Is he just like, you know, everybody is his little whatever's available?
Well, boy, that's really raised my eyebrows. Did he tell me, Lisa, what was his demeanor while this is, you know, taking place regarding this woman? He's going to Phoenix. They're going to do whatever it is they're going to do. How was he acting? Did he seem like he was being, I don't know, arrogant about
like
it?
No, kind of blasé, kind of downplaying. And then I told him, I said, I canceled all these events here. I should have been going out. And earlier he had talked me out of it, which is my fault totally. I accept full responsibility for it. He said, why don't you spend it with me? Why do you have to go out? And I canceled all that to be with him. And then he's telling me this about this woman, and I said, why didn't you tell me sooner that you had all these plans? I said, I should have gone to my event. I should have done my own thing. Do you know that I missed out on several invitations? That's totally my fault. I know it's totally my fault. I had invitations left and right over the weekend, and I chose to be with this person next door. I'm so angry.
Well, it's clearly evident in your cards. I see it.
Well, she's very angry now.
Yeah. And it's front and center, boy. I can see just how angry you are. Now, what do you think what do you think is at the core of that anger? Is it because you canceled the plans, or could it be, now I'm just playing devil's advocate here, is it because he's going off with a woman, or is it because this all got sprung on you?
Probably all of the above, I bet.
You think it's all the above?
All of it. I've been so transparent with him and so honest. And,
yep.
You know, he was telling me he was angry when he was leaving. I said, don't raise your voice to me. And he was saying, you know you had a good time. Don't say you didn't have a good time. And that's not the point. The point is I did it to myself. I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming anyone. I mean, I should have just kept all my engagements, all my dance card. I canceled for him. And then he was telling me earlier, he was saying, let's take a trip. Let's go to the other end of the state, and we'll take a train trip, and you bring your grandson, and we'll do all this, and we'll take a sleeper car. And then he's telling me how he would have done this with my son or that with my son. And then, Deb, what the hell's going on here?
Okay. I just had a thought, and I should have interrupted you. As we get older, remember, we have to do that one
the
more.
The thought train is derailed once again.
Here it is.
It's back on track.
Yes, it is. My first thought in all of this is, if it's just casual, platonic, I didn't ask you to go along.
The big picture is, you know what? It doesn't matter what level of relationship you have. If the guy says, hey, cancel your plans, we're going to do a bunch of shit, and then all of a sudden you're not, that's crap. That's crappy on any level. It's like, whoa. What do you canceled stuff because you said we're going to do a bunch of stuff. Now you're not. That's bullshit.
No, we are doing it. We're not canceling anything. It's just I didn't know about this woman showing up and all the plans that they had, the two of them together.
Well, I'm seeing on your part
that
a lot of this anger has underlying resentfulness due to some jealousy.
It's 100%. And?
Yeah.
And you know what?
I've been transparent. You know, I canceled. I even told him I had these things scheduled, and I don't blame anyone but myself. I should never have canceled. I should have stuck by it. I didn't know what his agenda was. Now I get sprung on this. You know, we have dinner plans on Tuesday night. I'm almost wanting to cancel and let him take this chick.
Obviously.
All right. Men tend to, and maybe women do too, but I think we're analyzing everything. We've got men under a microscope, and we're checking every movement out, every word, where a lot of stuff with men goes right over their heads. Come on, Jim.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
All right.
We don't think about the exact same things to the subatomic level that women do. So a lot of the stuff are like, what did I do?
He did nothing. Right up on the top, I want to say, the way he's feeling about you right now is he's feeling down, you know, kind of, sad. But he figures, we'll bounce back. Everything will be all right. He doesn't get. I tell you what, I would have flipped out. But mine would have been clearly a jealousy. That here I have, you know, basically turned my life, into a relationship with this man, and I'm not saying I'd be right. I'm just saying on my own human female level, I would have been jealous as hell.
I think he should have addressed it better when she brought it up.
I do too.
Instead of yelling and getting mad. I think he should have said, all right, the fact that you're getting upset, we got to talk about that.
And putting the woman on
speakerphone. You two are not on the same page, even though he keeps giving 100,000 signals like he is.
Yes,
all this touchy-feely, let's make plans forever and ever. For some reason, you guys are not on the same page, and it's not your fault. There's speaking of trains of thought derailed, that dude's trains of thought have gone off some kind of river bridge into the drink. I don't know if he's ever going to be able to think. He should be able to figure this out. It's one thing when you're going out with a chick, even if you haven't made a commitment, and you do a little something and you piss her off, that should be like, oh, I got it. She's a little sensitive, these type of things. But then to keep on doing it and be surprised again when she gets mad when you do things like that, yeah.
Is he stupid or is he thoughtless?
He's
you know?
Obviously, intelligence and stupidity sometimes aren't the same thing.
Yeah.
You can be very, very intelligent, but you're a dumbass when it comes to life. It can be that way. And I'm wondering if he's not the when it comes to the drawer of life, he's not a sharp knife in that drawer.
No, if it helps. He's showing no feelings for her whatsoever beyond buddies, just being friends.
Probably why I put the person on speakerphone.
Oh, and they're telling each other they love each other, just like he tells me twice a day, every day. I'm gonna cut that fucking shit out. Don't tell me that anymore.
I can give my love lecture again if people would like to hear what I think about that word and how everybody throws it around all the time.
Yeah, tell us.
It gets thrown around so much it doesn't mean a damn thing anymore. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Every phone call, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yeah.
So what does it really mean? It's like saying, it's like when you walk by somebody and say, how you doing? Said it's like, love you. It doesn't have any meaning half the time anymore because people use it too damn much. Anyway, go back to Deb.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree with you, Jim, which is a very rare.
It is very rare. So mark this day. Let it mark this day in this time in the history books.
You know, Deb, I feel like just pissing the holy fuck out of him and letting him take that chick to the dinner, and I don't go.
A couple of the folks in here have said that. I didn't feel like they're just
angry.
Couple of the folks in the Facebook room said you should kick him to the curb, dump him, but I didn't really want to relay it to you because
you're
angry, and when I'm angry, I don't make good decisions, and I should not make – I try not to make any decisions when I'm angry, real decisions. I mean, I make a decision to go outside and throw a wrench if I hurt myself working on the car. I'll throw that wrench, and then I got to go find it, but I'll chuck it.
Well, here's the thing, too. I would start thinking, do I really want to reveal that much of my feelings to this man? Who hasn't really...
He just isn't getting it.
He hasn't...
He's disconnected from this reality.
Or he's... You're like a marionette to the guy.
Or something.
Where he knows how to make her dance and, you know, all of that. But it's like, you're right.
He's disconnected.
Yeah.
You're fulfilling a need he has to 100% and makes him super happy.
But oh my God, is this an opening for you?
It's kind of an opening once you get over the anger.
This is like
maybe you, tomorrow when you
being
go
called out.
Hello?